The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, furtively working on a key for your logic class. Oh, and you just ate a cookie. I do this every time.
Working on a thin mint.
Working on a thin mint. It's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
It is the logic class, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm seeing logic tables, so I assume that's
it's the logic class. Yep.
So what are they doing just about midterm here?
Figuring just out. About done with truth tables and just about to start proofs, which is when things get fun.
Oh, okay. The students think it's fun, too, of course, because you make it fun.
Eventually, yeah, they come to, oh, it's just like a little puzzle I have to solve, and
you're like,
I have to use certain rules to solve it. I'm like, yeah, good.
That's the way it works, right? Mm-hmm. What else do you have? Do you have some intro this term?
No.
Oh.
I have a section of Foundations of Ethics and Contemporary Moral Issues.
Okay.
Where I did end up teaching abortion.
Okay.
Because I thought I would not, but
it went through, and
I had the material prepped.
Well, that's a good thing to teach from.
So sloth, right, was really what generated that decision.
Is it too controversial to ask how that topic went, or, you know, students were receptive to thinking about things?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, they realize that, you know, thinking philosophically about abortion is vastly different from pretty much any of the public discourse that goes
on.
So, yeah.
Okay, great. Very cool. Professor Aaron Bell is here. Aaron, you're teaching this semester.
Yes, I am strictly online, though, so always interesting, trying to make that a little more engaging.
Okay.
And, you know, I do like the face-to-face, but I'm glad I'm employed to, you know, do it in some way, I guess.
Sure. This is the writing, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the old ENL 1310.
That's all right. That's
absolutely
a very important
crucial.
Class.
It is.
Absolutely crucial.
And I don't know. I know a few months ago we were all talking about AI. So I tried to be like really clever and come up with all these like different types of essay assignments. And I think people are either going to love it or loathe it. So far, maybe it's a little more on the loathing side because they're like more critical thinking, more reflection, trying to beat the AI, which is impossible, but we'll see how it goes.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I did have a colleague at another university who sent me something that she says is actually working pretty well. It's at least putting the fear of God into students involves having them submit papers as Google Docs. They have to do that.
Yes.
And then there's a way in which I guess you can figure out literally keystroke for keystroke what they've done.
Yeah, watching like the live edits kind of come in on a Google Doc so you can see line by line, because if it's just copy-paste, you know it's copied and pasted. I that's a lot of time. So God bless your colleague because, you know, like...
Well, yeah, not sure I'm going to do it.
Right.
Well, we appreciate you putting in the time with those mostly first years, right? Because that makes all the rest of our jobs easier further down the line, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. At least we hope it will.
Yes.
Knock on wood. We're back with guest panelists, Professor Dave Gasillo, new to the Department of Communication Studies. How's it going?
All's going well. So that was a fun first round.
Yeah. you got the, is it the Vandy logo?
It's Villanova.
Today? Oh,
yeah,
Nova.
That's where I did undergrad. Oh, yeah.
Hit me over the head.
No,
I got
that's
that
okay.
wrong.
They were sometimes our nemesis in Ethics Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And football, there's a, in the library, there's a Detroit Mercy Villanova football newspaper or something.
Oh, cool.
Program from back in the day, yeah.
So you're taking care of the VN this semester. How's that going?
It's going well. So I got a good group of students, and they're really passionate about the stories that they're writing about. And we're reworking the website, which is, I don't know if you've seen it, but looks like it hasn't been reworked since I was in middle school, which, so.
You could be right on that.
Yeah. So we're making some strides to be a little more digital.
Awesome. Yep. That's great.
Yep.
Look forward to seeing that. Always like seeing a fresh copy of the VN because it gives me this nostalgia about learning to read from a newspaper.
And you were the editor-in-chief, is that correct?
A very long time ago.
Yes.
Very
really?
Long time ago.
I
yeah,
didn't know that.
Time ago.
A long time ago in another life.
And he co-wrote the university's, the school song.
Yeah, well.
I think they need to replace
that. We
Tommy
don't
Titan
brag about things that happen at our men's basketball games much anymore.
Oh.
They did just win their first game the other day. They are now 1-27. So, if you haven't seen the picture of the single person rushing the court after that win. That is not a joke. Someone runs out into the middle and goes like this and then goes back to the side. It is entertaining. And I felt very bad for everyone involved. But they gave us a solid half hour on the ticket the other day. It was all negative, but it was horrible. Yeah, it's just, don't even get me started. Professor Jeff Boats is here. Good to see you again, Jeff.
How's it going?
How is your writing and editing going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm in query wonderland right now, which basically means you send a letter out to a whole bunch of agents and hope somebody takes you seriously.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Emphasis on the word hope.
Absolutely. Professor Stephen Manning is here.
Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon. And, oh, geez, did you actually get the motorcycle out on the 60-degree day?
I did not.
Oh.
It's kind of brushed down, and
I understand.
There's a cover on it, and it's in the part of the garage where you have to move some other things out of the way. So it's
got it.
The garage is in winter mode now, but I was tempted.
I bet you were.
Yeah,
I was surprised that Dave Chow didn't take his handsome car out. He said he ran it for a few minutes on the warm day, and then went back inside. Yeah. I'm like, oh man, there were so many classics on Woodward that day. It was bananas. Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. If you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. It's been a while since someone sent us a set of questions where they just take two dog breeds and push them together into a new breed.
Okay.
Like, you know, maybe we'll get a set of questions like that. Golden Doodle? Sure. If you send the questions to us in a number of ways, you can email us at atp@udmercy.edu, find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. So we had some questions sent to us by some sort of mystery question sender. Mm-hmm. And they say, good afternoon, professors. The 15 questions in this set have one thing in common. The answers to each are individuals, notable for having done or said something. A passing grade is, parentheses, very generous and possibly grade inflating. 10 out of 15. For extra fun, there's an additional 5 answer teaser question at the end. Ooh, I wonder what's going to tease. This is going to be interesting. Okay.
Kind of like, you know, that dog that teases our dog.
Jeez.
It's like, why hasn't somebody thought of like a dog reality show yet? I mean, seriously, come on.
Well, and her owner puts these little boots on her.
Oh my goodness.
Because in the cold weather, she doesn't want to. So there are these little black boots, and she's golden. You know, she prances around, gets Kenai all excited. It's crazy.
She's right out of Paris, this dog.
I know.
We understand the attraction. It's just so obvious.
What's the name of the dog?
Oh, what is her name?
When you said Ula, I was like, oh my gosh, is that really the dog's name?
No. I can't remember her name, to be honest. No.
Okay, well, that's for a future episode.
I'm not sure I ever knew the name.
We always see her.
We sometimes talk to the
Okay, well, now you've got something to talk about.
Anyway, back to the questions.
Who wrote one of Saturday Night Live's most famous sketches, the one about the self-hating motivational speaker named Matt Foley, played, of course, by the late, great Chris Farley, who wrote that sketch. Very famous.
Marty went to school with him, you know.
Comedy writer.
Really?
Chris Farley. Yeah, I think that's right. I think I remember hearing that. Marty Lieber, one of our philosophy professors.
Who wrote that sketch? Who
wrote Phil Hartman?
Not Phil Hartman.
That'd be the era.
You're in the correct era. This person.
Dan Aykroyd.
Give it away. Was Lauren, known for.
Bill Murray.
Mr. Show, before he started playing a very important lawyer role on Breaking Bad.
Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk.
Yes.
Rats.
I didn't know he was a writer for SNL. That's cool.
Absolutely. Just a comedy genius, and that's why it's so odd he ended up in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. But that acting is just. Those are two of my favorite shows of all time. Who composed the first work by a black woman to be played at a major U.S. orchestra? Symphony No. 1 was played by the Chicago Symphony in 1933. Who composed it?
I can see a picture of her because I read an article about her quite some time ago.
Initials FP is what
Florence,
it says. That's right.
Florence.
Not cost, but...
Price.
Yeah. There's whispers.
I was going to give you a hint and say Lane.
Florence Price.
Oh, why didn't you answer then if you knew the last name?
So the next question is...
I don't know what's going on.
Who said, it is important to me that we don't take a position of being content censors? This is fairly recent.
It's important to
Zuckerberg.
I mean, you're in the wheelhouse. I'll tell you the
Elon
name.
Musk.
That's the answer. It's Daniel Ek, but what is he better known as being connected to?
Facebook.
It is important to me that we don't take a position of being content censors.
TikTok?
Not TikTok.
Twitter?
Nope. If Twitter even exists, I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If Twitter even exists.
Is social media
X?
Outlet?
I mean... No? Music social media.
Oh, Spotify?
Spotify. So okay. Who knows where all of these wild social media things are going to take our fair country and world into the future here. Who was the first black recipient of a Pulitzer Prize in any category? This would be 1950. Looking to the English
Ellison?
Prof. Let's see. No, that's not. It's a... female.
Oh.
For her second collection, Annie Allen is the name of it.
Annie Allen,
1950. I don't.
Initials GB.
Gwendolyn Brooks.
Gwendolyn Brooks is
Yay.
What it says here. 1950. Yep.
Wow.
There was no. It didn't say male or female or whatever in the stem of the question, so I understand the little confusion there. What filmmaker is the first person to be nominated for Best Director Oscar in six different decades? That's bananas.
Billy Wilder?
Last time was 2022.
Oh.
Clint Eastwood?
Nope.
Scorsese?
Nope.
That's a good guess, though.
That is a very good guess.
No.
Couple of.
Walt Disney.
Oh.
Nope.
Can you repeat?
2022.
2022. Well, you never know.
That really would be impressive.
That would be impressive. We agree with that.
Cryohead.
Yes, exactly. I actually thought, I wasn't impressed by the 2022 movie that this
Spielberg?
Person made. It was Spielberg. It was his
wow.
West Side Story in 2022, which was wonderful. But it's just sort of like, I don't know what to make of the ones that just remake the original thing. You know what I mean? There was nothing new about it. Let's do Psycho, shot for shot. Why? Like, I don't understand. I just don't get it. Yeah.
Although Hitchcock, the movie... about the making of Psycho with Helen Mirren and Anthony Hopkins is wonderful.
Very good.
I don't
Very good.
Have you seen?
I don't think so.
My That's wife good. Reminded me as we flipped a couple channels falling asleep last night, we came across The Color Purple, and that The Color Purple 1985, because there was a remake recently, unfortunately.
Yeah.
1985, that was 12 Oscar nominations for that film and was denied in every nomination.
I actually have never seen that, which is really odd.
Oh,
I've never seen that. I've never seen To Kill a Mockingbird. I know. Isn't that amazing? I've read the book, of course, but I've never seen the movie.
Stop the show. Let's get back in front of a television.
So Leslie's back from San Diego?
You must.
Yeah, exactly.
You must.
I know.
You must.
It is important.
Gregory Peck is so cute.
He actually is quite adorable in that movie.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's cute.
Who is the first black woman to lead one of the 12 regional reserve banks in the Federal Reserve Bank's 108-year history?
We'll need some initials at least.
SMC are the initials, and she's connected, at least previously, to the University of Michigan. She's an economist. I believe until their recent troubles with bad provosts, she was provost of the University of Michigan.
Sandra. Samantha.
Sharon.
Serena. Shirley.
So it's Susan M. Collins was her name. She was recently identified. She identifies as Jamaican American, has an undergrad degree from Harvard and a doctorate from MIT. So definitely low performing, right? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
Right. Yeah.
That is incredible. Who said this line, "I am a broken piece of machinery. I am ready." February 3rd. 1924. Ooh, it was an anniversary a few days ago.
Lee Majors.
We're going to get a lot of Lee Majors.
That's true.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question again? I'm so sorry.
Who said, "I am a broken piece of machinery, I am ready," February 3rd, 1924, among his last words to his wife, Edith, before he passed?
Oh, Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson, yep. He never fully recovered, so that would have been, 5 years later, from a stroke he suffered in 1919, so... Who, after a 10-year relationship with Picasso, went on to marry Jonas Salk? What a great just opening line there. Wow.
Went to marry Jonas Salk.
Salk, of course, developed the polio vaccine.
Is this an artist?
Sure. I'm not familiar with the name. FG are the initials.
I thought when you said Picasso, you were going to say Picard. And I was like, oh, I know this
it's
one.
It's going to be a Star Trek reference.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said FG?
FG, yes. Yeah,
it's
I'm
not
sorry,
free to
I
call.
Have, thinking about other famous artists of the time. So Francois Gillot, I don't recognize the name.
Me neither.
Yeah, sorry about that, person who wrote these questions.
Who hasn't given you their name?
Not at all. Let's switch gears, shall we? Who holds the world's record as the youngest person who wrote, produced, and performed a Billboard number one? 1988. The song was Foolish Beast.
Beat.
Oh, Foolish Beat.
Looks like Tiffany. Was it Tiffany, Debbie Gibson?
It was, Debbie Gibson.
Debbie Gibson. Yes, Gibson, all right.
I think we had a little bit of autocorrect.
That's my
there.
Era.
Oh, man, that is
Madonna
awesome.
Madonna wannabe.
A little bit. But she was very, very talented. And she was doing everything before Britney Spears, before Taylor Swift, I couldn't help myself. I saw a wonderful little Super Bowl meme because some crackpot is out there this last week saying that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are going to get together and she's going to conceive the Antichrist. And fans is posting in the comments right below it. Like, she has to give birth to the Antichrist too. She does everything. That was the response. I was like, oh, that's pretty good, actually.
She's already doing so much.
Nothing compares to Puppy Bowl last weekend.
She's a Renaissance woman. What?
Puppy Bowl last weekend.
No, I didn't watch Puppy
Bowl.
They
kept cutting up to the little skybox, and Taylor sniffed.
Oh my God.
A little Bichon Frise was looking down on the game. That was awesome.
My sister used to have one of those dogs, and it's actually pronounced Bichon Frise, according to my brother-in-law. Right, that's how you say it.
What was the name again? What was
Taylor sniffed.
Taylor sniffed. Oh, that's adorable.
My 20-year-old oldest child came down, peered over the couch as we're watching Puppy Bowl, which was very entertaining. And he goes, oh, man, I don't even know if I could say it with a straight face. Puppy Bowl 20. Wow, they've been around the block. Or something to the effect of, like, I'm getting old. I'm like, yeah, Puppy Bowl 20. Who'd have thunk it?
You been know, around for a while now.
All that while. I'm never a repeat champion.
True. True. The score was like 83-81.
Pretty sure necessarily.
What was the score? What was the final score? 83-81.
I'm not even joking.
Wow. But could you imagine it with kittens? It just wouldn't.
Well, the kittens are the halftime show. A kitten rode a motorcycle and jumped over stuff at the halftime. It is the most surreal thing.
They didn't jump the shark, did they?
No, it did not.
Oh, good.
It did not. But the best. I actually almost took a picture of my TV and sent it to you, Beth, because they have like cutaways to the production crew. I'm thinking of the people running, the video and whatever, and it's kittens. But they were all like playing with this toy in the corner, like, oh, chaos in the booth. it's just silly, stupid puns the entire time. It's just really entertaining. I needed that.
Sorry.
I
like
really
the Secret
did.
Life of Pets. That you should watch that if you never have.
Yeah, palate cleanse after the Lions lost. Like that was, yeah.
I should have watched that.
What was the pen name adopted by Gloria Watkins? Most folks know this one, right?
The pen name adopted by Gloria Watkins.
Little known fact, when I was a student here at Detroit Mercy, she was slated to give a talk on campus that got poo-pooed
by our
president at the time.
Dr. Ruth.
Nope.
Gloria Watkins.
Gloria Steinem?
Nope.
Can you give us some initials?
B-H. All lowercase.
Oh, Bell Hooks.
Oh, yes. I've heard about this.
She derived her name from her great-grandmother. She was said to write her pen name in lowercase to shift sort of emphasis from herself to her ideas. Yes, that was, there were a lot of political cartoons in the VN that semester that had a bell with hooks hanging out of it, like in the background of like everything that happens.
So, I taught her book when I first came here.
Sister Maureen
Feminist
a hard
Theory
time.
From Margin to Center. You
God
probably
rest
taught
her.
It. Yeah.
Yes. What famous person was afraid of the dark, crowds, and solitude? Going back to a comment Beth made a few minutes ago, we should be able to get this. What very famous director was afraid of the dark, crowds, and solitude?
Hitchcock?
Hitchcock. Oh. He made a lot of movies about those things, but apparently was scared of them. Who was the first woman to be nominated twice for Best Director? That's a good one with Oscar season coming up.
Sofia
here.
Coppola?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's a good guess.
Initials J.C.
Jane Campion.
Jane Campion. Yeah. The second one was Power of the Dog, which I have not seen. So
you're not really missing anything, in my opinion.
You didn't dig it, huh?
Power of the Dog.
It was Hurt Locker was the first one, right?
She didn't direct
the piano.
The piano.
Piano. That's right. Oh,
I wasn't very.
Me and Oscar winners.
I mean, they're really good performances. There's no question. Although, why anyone would think that New Zealand looks like Montana is right. Beyond. Like, you people really don't know what mountains look like, do you?
You could just go to Montana to film too. You know, I mean, maybe there's no tax credit.
But
there
it's you know kind of an interesting, you know.
Who's the main actor in The Power of the Dog?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, it is.
Really? Cumberbatch? Oh, well, tell me
it's about toxic masculinity.
Okay. Kind okay.
Of, so.
I think. Okay.
Maybe less.
Yeah. What American First Lady was a compulsive shopper, ran up huge debts that she tried to hide by falsifying bills and misappropriating federal funds?
Dolly Madison.
It wasn't Dolly Madison.
That's awesome. Sounds like something Mary Lincoln would have been accused
of. It is indeed. Mary Todd Lincoln is who we were looking for.
Because there's that scene in Lincoln. Mm-hmm. When they're having the big party, and she really lets Tommy Lee Jones have it about household accounts for the White House.
Right, right. She lets Tommy Lee Jones have it. I love it. She travels in time to the future. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, she does. So she's funny. Like, you know, people are never going to love you the way they love my husband, and how important it is for you to remember that. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Don't run afoul of her.
Nice little bit of sports trivia here. Who was the first black woman and the first female college player enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame? Also, officially, the first woman drafted by an NBA team. It's actually kind of cool piece of trivia.
Cheryl, no.
The initials are LH, the Queen of Basketball. She led the Delta State, Cleveland, Mississippi women's basketball team to 3 consecutive national championships in the mid-70s. And was drafted by the New Orleans, now Utah, Jazz. Hmm. She's also scored the first basket in women's Olympic history.
Leslie?
No, that's a good L name, though. I like that name.
I'm embarrassed I should know this one.
Lauren.
It's sort of hard. How about, I just nearly gave the whole thing away. So who was Ricky's wife?
Lucy.
On the TV show? So Lucy. And the last name is the same as the guy that played. Oh, jeez.
just.
It's Harris. Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know that one.
Lucy Harris. Sure. Her first name was originally Louisa, but she went by Lucy.
Lucy Harris.
Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of interesting stuff going on. There's a couple of female refs skating in the NHL now. We had a whole bunch of female refs showing up in the NFL playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. And things are definitely getting very, very different across the board. And this year, I think Major League Baseball will have the first on base ref, who's female.
It's a world gone mad.
It's a world gone mad.
I know, it's going crazy, man. Yeah. Cats sleeping with dogs.
Mass hysteria.
Who reportedly was the first actress to show her navel on television?
Barbara Eden.
That's not what it says here. I'm not familiar with the name. YM are the initials. I wish there was a little more info here on where this...
Yolanda? It's the only name I can think of that starts with Y at the moment.
Sadly, the first name is the name of the maid from the Clue movie.
From the what movie?
That's the best I got.
The Clue movie?
The Clue movie. Oh,
that is not helping me as a clue,
so
Matthew.
Sorry. How about Richard Chamberlain as a hint?
Why don't you just... Oh, I finally realized something.
I think I realized it too.
It just took me a while.
It's a serious crush of mine.
So, first name Yvette.
First
name Yvette. And last name starts with an M. It says Yvette Mimu. I'm not familiar with the name. So, what
sounds
TV
made up.
Show or, yeah.
I think this anonymous person has just made all of these up.
Possibly. It's entirely possible. Absolutely. The extra credit bonus question. Name the 5 artists or groups, performers, who've had top 40 singles in each of the last 4 decades. See if we can get like one of these. That would be great.
Say that again. I'm like zoning out over here. What?
5 artists or groups, performers, so music, who've had top 40 singles in the last 4 decades. So we'll say the 2010s, the 2000s, the 90s, and the 80s.
Sheryl Crow?
I don't have Sheryl Crow here.
Mm-mm. Elton John?
I don't have Elton John here.
Aerosmith. Rolling Stones.
Nope, no Stones, no Aerosmith. Okay. Gotta keep going back to Aerosmith.
I know, someone said that already.
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson is a good guess. I'm giving you partial credit because it's actually Michael Jackson. Okay. We had a whole bunch of these posthumous singles that were released.
Okay.
So, sure. Someone wants to own the whole book, right?
Springsteen.
People, when Lady Gaga came on the scene, they're like, she's the new
Madonna.
Madonna is also on the list. Whether that's true or not, okay.
Clearly a plagiarism issue there.
Yeah.
A
very interesting performer who just keeps going and going. Real first name, Alfred.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al.
Oh, my goodness.
Number one, so yes.
Number, okay.
I'm not joking.
Top 40.
This is great. Yeah, this is great. Oh, top 40. My bad.
Okay,
band.
Okay.
Not number one.
Right, nah, I was going to say.
An Irish band.
U2.
And, sort of a smooth jazz performer.
Kenny G.
Kenny G is on the list. Yeah. No, that's the real deal right there.
I think Weird Al, let's start the petition right now.
There are so many better choices than Kenny G.
Weird Al should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Never been nominated, as far as I'm aware.
Oh, my gosh. I never would have thought of that. Well, Mystery Person, thank you so much for sending these questions in.
Yes, thank you, Mystery Person.
Thank you, Yvette Mimou. We love you for showing your navel on television.
Thank you, YM.
We only have a few seconds left, and something we do every once in a while on the show, Dave, is we go to this list of things sent by the family Burrows, and they ask us to tell us our favorite of something.
Mm.
So this is a little bit out of the ordinary, but I think will still be interesting. What is an aroma that you find is your favorite aroma, or just maybe a good aroma that you enjoy?
Oh. Mm. Napalm in the morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
What did you say?
What in the morning?
Napalm in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
nice.
Okay. Yeah. Back to the round.
Good morning.
You and Marlon. Yep.
I'm going to say a pine scent. Mm-hmm. I think it's the weirdest thing. For most of my life, I've had a fake Christmas tree, but my parents always had a real one when I was growing up, and I had no idea how much that imprinted upon me.
Yeah.
And then I'll light a candle that's pine, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's just overpowering.
The ocean, I guess, in the same.
That's a good one.
Rain,
yeah,
Pacific
absolutely.
Ocean.
Beth stole mine, so no.
There are lots of oceans.
I know. I'm kidding.
Cilantro.
Ooh.
Cilantro. Yes. If you
that's
can smell it.
That's a controversial choice.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Garlic.
It is.
Garlic. Yeah, garlic.
Oh, I like lemon balm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. Yeah, like even like lemongrass.
Yeah,
know,
lemon
balm in that area. Sure.
How about the not when the fire is happening, but then you had a campfire, and then the next day everything smells like the smoky campfire smell. I like that smell.
It is a good smell.
The smell of a well-oiled baseball glove.
Oh,
I feel like baseball dirt too.
Oh yes,
yeah. It's magic. Makes me think of that scene in Searching for Bobby Fischer at the beginning.
Oh, the baseball smell of Fenway Park.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah. Baseball dirt is magic because it's impossible to run around it and not feel happy.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true.
Freshly mowed grass.
Freshly mowed grass is
summer.
A big one. Absolutely.
Siberian husky dogs.
Oh.
They don't smell.
Bacon.
How do golden doodle smell is my question.
Oh,
she probably smells like cookies.
That's Taylor
Swift. She's probably got Taylor's, some Chanel number five she's working.
Ooh la la.
So, you know.
Seriously.
They're little boots.
That's right.
I'm afraid, professors, that we are out of time and the time has come to say goodbye, Heather.
Bye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
Jeff.
Toodaloo.
Dave.
Bye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
And Beth.
Goodbye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.